present actions are deplorable.
We have no faith in your ability to discharge your duties in a manner consistent with your constitutional responsibility and urge your immediate resignation as chairman of the committee.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Facebook Marketplace. Springtime has long been associated with the act of decluttering, and this year, there's no doubt that many people will try to spark joy by parting with the items they no longer need. But why just toss those items when you could make some serious cash selling them online? And while you're at it, you can source locally for something to refresh your space. Yvette Rios is a TV host, lifestyle expert, and writer.
Spring is the perfect time to sell seasonal items, and you can start spring cleaning in minutes using apps you already have on your phone, like Facebook Marketplace. Just snap a few photos, write a brief description, and name your price. You can also give your home a new look by refreshing your space with home decor and furniture sourced locally. Type in what you're looking for, tables, artwork, mirrors, and more, then narrow it down by price and what's nearest to you.
For more information on how to start selling and buying, visit facebook.com/marketplace.
President Trump will visit Grand Rapids, Michigan. Now, this is his first trip to Western Michigan since he was sworn into office and the president's first public comments in a campaign-style rally since the Mueller report was released. This Trump supporter tells WOOD-TV that he's excited to see the president.
I like traveling around to see where President Trump goes. It's always a great time meeting great people. I left right after work at about 11 p.m. and haven't slept since yesterday morning, so I'm dedicated to this.
Republican Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky says that lawmakers should investigate former President Obama, suggesting that he could have played a role in the year-long Russia investigation that concluded over the weekend. The Kentucky Republican also tells Fox News,
"See, I believe that the dossier, you know, had been held by the FBI for several months. You know, Brennan starts his little group to investigate it. I believe at that time they did talk to President Obama about it. And I think they should all be asked, when did President Obama learn about this and what was his recommendation? He's in charge of the government."
USA Radio News.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why we offer tools to give you a deeper sense of the people behind the paper, like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Increase your visibility to great candidates with a free sponsored job upgrade on your first job posting at Indeed.com/promo. The sponsored job upgrade is a $50 sponsored job credit. Users are charged once the credit is spent or expires. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Congress is asking questions about the certification process of the troubled Boeing 737 MAX aircraft in the wake of two deadly crashes. USA Radio Network's Wendy King reports.
At a Senate hearing, the FAA said it's changing the way new planes are reviewed. FAA Acting Administrator Dan Elwell was questioned by senators about the failures that led to the two crashes. He promised changes.
"I want to assure you and everyone else that the FAA will go wherever the facts lead us in our pursuit of safety."
Minnesota Democrat Amy Klobuchar wanted to know how the FAA's approval process allowed the 737 MAX to fly with a new anti-stall system that wasn't disclosed to pilots. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
It was a somber White House ceremony as President Trump awarded the family of an Army staff sergeant killed in Iraq the Congressional Medal of Honor. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
31-year-old Travis Atkins was trying to subdue a terrorist when he was killed. Mr. Trump explained Atkins turned himself into a human shield.
"Travis wrapped his arms and his entire body around him and threw him to the ground away from his troops who were right next to him. He put himself on the top of the enemy, and he shielded his men from certain death. The terrorist detonated his suicide vest, and Travis was instantly killed."
I'm John Clemens.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Huntington Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Huntington Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@huntington-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog of Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog Wall Street.
Yes, it is. Welcome, everybody. Welcome back to the Watchdog on Wall Street show. We're going to get into a topic that we have discussed on many occasions in the 20 years that this program has been on the air. In many ways. In many different ways. And it's obviously going all the way back. Going all the way back to when they repealed the Glass-Steagall Act and allowed for these big financial supermarkets to take hold. And what has happened since then. And where we're at today when it comes to too big to fail and what it means. I think maybe a good way to start discussing this topic would be to go back not too long ago. Wasn't too long ago, and everybody I'm sure remembers the Occupy Wall Street movement. Anybody remember Occupy Wall Street? At that point in time, still a lot of work that needed to be done down and around Ground Zero. And there's an area down and around near Ground Zero. There's a tiny little, they call it a park. Not even a park, really. Zuccotti Park. I used to live down in that neighborhood. I lived actually right across the street, actually, from the New York Stock Exchange on Broad Street. And, yes, when I lived down there, it was kind of an up-and-coming area. I probably moved there a little bit too soon. Very, very quiet on the weekends. But you think about back at that point in time, you had all these student groups coming, and they were railing against Wall Street and the big banks and the fact that they got bailed out. And capitalism is bad, and capitalism is evil, and we got to stop capitalism. And I'm watching this whole thing take hold. And I'm going to be honest. I'm going to be honest with everybody. I came really, really close. Really, really close to going down and actually broadcasting from Occupy Wall Street. And to this day, I wish I'd had. I wish I had gone down there. I wish I had set up shop. I wish I had the opportunity to start talking to these kids. I was considering it. I didn't do it. What happened? Obviously, the socialists got hold and started preaching socialism and how terrible and awful capitalism is and down with capitalism and look what these big banks and these capitalistic monsters. And it's a shame because what we have right now in our country when it comes to the financial sector, when it comes to banking, is not capitalism. It has nothing to do with capitalism. In fact, our financial system, with the way it's structured, with too big to fail institutions, We really are not any different than a socialist country would run. Actually, we're not running things really that much differently than the Soviet Union would have run. Government in bed with big business. What do you think happened? Huh? What do you think happened after the financial crisis? Where we should have seen people prosecuted. We should have seen the large financial institutions be chopped up and brought down to size. What we saw happen is we saw the government step in and say, listen, you follow these various different rules here because you're systemically important. Remember that word? Systemic. Oh, if it could be a systemic problem to the financial system, well, then they're going to have to follow these rules and regulations. And the banks smile. The banks smiled and they said, sure, we'll have those capital requirements for you. Because the big banks do not have any competition. Who can compete? What kind of capitalistic system are we running when we have major institutions, major banks that can do whatever they want? We watched a litany, one story after another over the past several years of the malfeasance, the criminal activity that took place at Wells Fargo. Did anyone go to jail? Was anyone prosecuted? Oh, sure, some executives lost their jobs, and, you know, maybe they're not going to be able to go out and afford the 150-foot yacht. They're going to have to settle for the 120-foot yacht. But everybody's A-okay. A-okay, no problem. How does that benefit the consumer? I mean, we're told that the government's here protecting us. Are they? Are they protecting us? They're telling us that there's, you know, that we've got these two big to fail banks and we're keeping them this way to keep the evil Leviathan monsters out there. The financial, our banks are so strong that any financial crisis that comes along, you're going to be okay because we've got two big to fail. Now, you know what too big to fail is that you're paying the bill when things go bad. That's all. Just like we did the last time. We're footing the bill. That's all. Let's say a financial situation comes up. Issue, problem, recession, depression. If we had, rather than having six major banking institutions in the country, what if we had 30? And maybe a financial institution or so didn't do well and they had to go under. Okay. No problem. Move on. It happens. But when you have few, you become very fragile. Not to mention the fact, how is this good for you, the consumer? How is this good for the consumer? How is it good for the investor? I want everybody to think back. Let's go back in time, shall we? Let's go back in time to that era where we were worried about the Y2K bug. When they repealed Glass-Steagall and these financial institutions came about, can anybody talk to me or tell me any good things that have come out of our financial system since then? I mean, take a look at investment banking, where we have been excluded. They're excluding the American people from getting involved in the ground floor of new companies. Only the, not even the one percenters. You got to be the 0.001 percenters. They're the only people that can get in. Then they take the companies public 10 years down the road at a ridiculous valuation. Is that right? Is that fair? Well, that's what we have today. And we're told that, hey, sorry, it is what it is. Yeah, I'm disgusted by a number of things that have taken place over the past couple of years, in particular in regards to the Republican Party. You do remember 2016, part of the Republican Party platform was to break up the big banks. It was a part of it. I was thrilled. Haven't done a damn thing. Haven't done a damn thing. We need to bring competition back to the financial services industry, back to the banking industry. That's what breeds excellence. What incentive do these firms have to do the right thing? They are omnipotent. They can't fail. They do not fear death because there is no death. The worst thing that happens to any of these institutions is they pay a fine. Do you honestly think that they're going to care about you and your situation? Yeah, I want to harken back to the Obama administration. Eric Holder is being questioned by Congress. And he says, what am I going to do? I got to go after these big banks and these CEOs when they do wrong? That might cause a problem in the banking sector and the economy. I can't do that. You understand? They're omnipotent. You can't kill them. You know what's obviously lifted this country up and our economy and given us the standard of living that we've grown accustomed to and that we're lucky to have? Little thing called creative destruction. Companies have to go under. It's part of life. There's a life cycle involved when it comes to business. It does. Some companies will last longer than others for a myriad of different reasons. Remember that line from the movie Wall Street? Gordon Gekko at the Teldar paper meeting? And he said, my world, you do it right or you get eliminated. Not the case anymore when it comes to the financial industry. And it's a shame. Again, story this past week and how the Financial Stability Oversight Council, there we got overlords looking over the financial stability. It's completely unnecessary. They're allowing some of the insurance companies to get out of too big to fail. They didn't belong there in the first place. It was actually holding them back, AIG, Prudential, and MetLife. But the whole thing needs to be done away with. And the reality is if you break up these financial institutions, they're going to be worth more, independent of one another, than they are together. And it's going to be better for the entire country. And I don't understand. I don't. And again, you don't have to believe. You can, and it's good. I want you to research everything that we've talked about here on the program. Why would you want to work with an institution that doesn't have to put your interests first? Where they are not going to be held accountable for wrongdoing. All they're going to have to do is pay a fine. And I equated this actually back in 2002 in a column I wrote to the medieval practice that the Catholic Church engaged in selling indulgences. That's our system today. And it's not right. And it's not fair. So I understood those kids going back. I understood the kids and their anger, the people that were upset at Zuccotti Park, Occupy Wall Street, so many conservatives out there making fun of them. I said, I understand why they're angry. I get it. We all should be. The system is rigged. It's not right. We just need to understand that we need to get back to capitalism because we've run away from it. Have to take a break. You're listening to the Watchdog on Wall Street show. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Our website, all sorts of free goodies and giveaways there. Newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Our 24-hour day help hotline, 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
Mike Hewitt here. Help me understand the progressive mindset. They're about advancing refreshing youth, females preferably, and disadvantaged minorities. Yet their two frontrunners are wealthy old white guys, elected politicians with many decades inside the system. How does that work? And the rest of their candidates? I don't understand them either. One calling for $100 trillion in new spending and the other asking for Americans to shape him into the candidate they want. Does America really want Gumby for president? Meanwhile, another progressive candidate rambles on about preventing circumcisions. Am I missing anybody? Seriously, the Americans I know want freedom, opportunity, and the safety and well-being of their families. How does that fit under the umbrella of the far left and their goofy ideas? It shouldn't be about race, gender, net worth, age, or any other such thing. I don't want a president to have a beer with or a president that fills some identity division criteria. I want a qualified American citizen. Isn't that what everybody truly wants? Visit us at MikeHewitt.net and tell us what you think.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. Numerically, that's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
This message is brought to you by Centria Autism. Autism spectrum disorder is a behavioral health condition, increasingly common in all our communities. Between 65,000 and 70,000 new children will meet the diagnostic criteria for autism in 2019. Recent studies reveal that approximately 30% of children with autism are not receiving evidence-based behavioral treatment. Dr. Stephen Marin, Chief Medical Officer, Centria Autism.
The treatment of any child with autism should be individualized and holistic, with the goal of helping every child have the best developmental experience possible. By taking a more clinically integrated approach to the care path using applied behavior analysis, or ABA, we can improve a child's communication, living, and behavioral skills.
For more information, visit www.centriaautism.com. That's www.centriaautism.com.
The only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Oh, boy. Whenever I get into this next topic, yes, I get a flurry of really nasty hate emails calling me all sorts of names in the book. They never argue with me in regards to the points that I'm making because they can't. They just don't like, people don't like the fact that I'm basically, I'm explaining to people how the world works. And I expose the rackets for what they are. One of those rackets that I've gone after over the years is real estate. In particular, real estate agents. The entire industry. Now, they're not all bad. They're not. I'm not saying all real estate agents are bad. But the entire way that the industry is set up is a racket. And I was wondering when somebody was going to go after it. And sure enough, there is a class action lawsuit that is going to be going after real estate agents and how they do business. There's a suit filed in Chicago, and these are some serious law firms that are putting these things together. Okay, this is not not small time law firms. These firms went after Volkswagen for the emissions scandal, Apple for ebook collusion, Exxon after the Valdez spill. So again, you're dealing with big firms. These are firms that don't lose. So things might be changing when it comes to real estate. Now, I've written many columns over the years about real estate reality. We warned people right here on the program about what was taking place 2005, 2006, into 2007 with the escalating price of real estate, in particular markets in Florida and other areas around the country, and how it couldn't last. People calling me up, telling me I'm nuts, real estate never goes down. You don't know that, Mr. Markowski? Real estate can't go down. Right, sure. Sure can. There's a great scene in the movie The Big Short where they're down in Florida researching what might be happening within the housing market. You've got the real estate agent driving the Wall Street guys around, and she keeps telling them, oh, we're just in a little gully right now. Things are down right now. Things, we're just in a little gully. It's going to come back. Like phone calls I used to get from real estate agents trying to sell me. Hey, I just down here for a little bit. It's a little bump. You understand that, Chris. You're involved in the markets. There's some great opportunities and some pre-construction condos over here. You got to get involved. No, I don't. No, I don't. I'm not involved in that business. I don't sell real estate, but I most certainly understand it. I most certainly understand it, and I know BS when I see it. I understand valuation. I get it. I can take a look at a market. I can take a look at what's going on, and I can tell you what's going to happen. Now, when it comes to the entire industry as a whole, we've warned people here also on the program about stupid advice like making upgrades to your home before you're going to sell it. One of the worst ones out there is, oh, you know what? I'm going to redo my kitchen. I'm going to redo my kitchen because I want to sell my home. You're not going to get your money back. You're not. You're not. It's going to cost you $100,000 and you're going to get back $75,000. Not a good idea. We've discussed the other nonsense that these agents try to tell you. Oh, yeah, repaint the house and you got to have neutral colors and take all the pictures of your kids down. It's a crock. Take care of your house. You have a nice home. There's somebody out there that's going to buy it. What? Because your daughter's room is pink? You're going to paint it white and it's going to change whether or not somebody's going to buy it or not? They tried that nonsense on me and I was laughing. You mean to tell me that if I paint my daughter's room white, that there's a better chance of selling the house? Sorry. Do your job. Okay? You're going to make your commission. Do your job. Sell the house. You'll get the commission. I'm not doing a damn thing. Again, conventional wisdom is poison. It is. Again, we're here to help. We're here to help you. Even real estate. If something doesn't smell right and you're being told something, you're selling your home or you're buying your home, and you're being told something by an agent, and you want a second opinion, call us. We're here to help you. Guess what? It's not going to cost you anything. This is what we do. We're clearing house, okay, to keep you out of trouble, to keep you from getting ripped off and scammed. Get to our website. Again, in our archives section, just type in the word real estate. You're going to see columns that I've written over the years. We'll break it all down for you. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is our site. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Also, our 24-hour-a-day help hotline, 800-471-5984. The number again, 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Show us the report.
and we can draw our own conclusions.
Those are the comments from Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi. Now, no one has said that the final report of Special Counsel Robert Mueller will not be released to the public, although currently Attorney General Bill Barr is going through and redacting some of the classified information that may be in the report, but the president seems to agree with Speaker of the House Pelosi that the full report should be released to Congress, the White House, and the public. During a House Intelligence Committee hearing, Democrat Adam Schiff, chairman of that committee, rejected claims that he deliberately fueled a false narrative about Russian collusion with the Trump presidential campaign in 2016. Texas Republican Congressman Mike Conway says Schiff's past and present actions are deplorable.
We have no faith in your ability to discharge your duties in a manner consistent with your constitutional responsibility, and urge your immediate resignation as chairman of the committee.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
You should believe in math, not magic. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back, everyone. It is The Watchdog on Wall Street show. And new listeners to the program here. I know, this what you get out there, what you get out there when it comes to talk radio programs, for the most part, is you either have right or you have left. I'm not in the middle. Okay, I'm not a Republican. I left the Republican Party. It's got to be about 15 years ago, I'd say. Maybe 15 years ago. Got tired of the lies, the nonsense, the bridges to nowhere being built, the promising one thing. I realized it was just a racket. Democrats, it's a racket, all it is. And I've encouraged people here on the show to, I don't care what party you're from, just to quit. I do have to hand it to the Democrats. They do follow through. Democrats, well, their ideas now are, in my opinion, they're just batty. But at least they follow through on many of the things that they promise. Republicans just lie. I've said here, I'm not Bobby Boucher. If you remember Bobby Boucher, it was an Adam Sandler character from the movie Waterboy. I'm not a Waterboy. I will not carry the water for any president, any party, no politician ever. My job is to hold truth to power. Because you know what? You're not getting it in the mainstream media. It's over. Mainstream media is done. And yeah, oh, I know you may love Sean Hannity. He's a swell guy, but he's a water boy. Rush Limbaugh, and I'm honest, I've been listening to his program now for decades. But he, too, has become a bit of a water boy. And I'd say it right to his face. No, I still listen to his program. I like a lot of what he does. I am an equal opportunity basher here on the program. I am. I am a conservative guy. I'm a fiscal conservative. I'm a libertarian. I believe in the United States Constitution. I do. When I see Elizabeth Warren at a town hall meeting this past week, when I see her at a town hall meeting this past week on CNN, basically advocating for over $100 trillion in new government spending, it makes me almost physically ill. I mean, she's pushing for pre-K. I'm like, whoa, wait a second. So we're going to have it now where your baby is born and you just hand the thing off to the government? She was also suggesting that you now have a right as an American to a decent home. So she's basically adding things to the Bill of Rights. She said, just like you have the right to health care. Well, that's not in the Bill of Rights, but I guess that's a right now, too. And I guess you have a right to decent housing, whatever decent means. I don't know. It's subjective. But she's a law professor from Harvard, supposedly, and she doesn't understand that if you say you have a right to something, then it's free. In essence, it has to be given to you at no cost to you. It's absurd. It's absurd. And these people are trying to ruin, and if they're successful, they will ruin the greatest place the world has ever seen. And listen, I've been all over the world, and I'm not lying to you. Do I love going to Europe? Yeah, I love Europe. I do. I one of my favorite places in the world is Florence, Italy. I love it. I went to school there. And I won't go there now in the summer. It's too packed. My wife's family lives in Greece. Do I love going to the Greek islands? Absolutely. Would I want my kids to grow up there and try to make their way there? No way. Would I own Markowski Investments and have a national radio show if I grew up in any of these European nations? No. Is Bill Clinton possible in any of those countries? No. Only here. Only here. And we forget that sometimes. Do you people really want to throw that away? That opportunity? Now, I'm going to come down hard on Donald Trump a little bit later on in the program, but let's give credit where credit is due here. You know, food stamp usage has fallen to the lowest level we've seen in over a decade. Now, tell me that's not a great thing. I hear something like that, it puts a smile on my face because I'm thinking, you know what? People are getting off welfare. They're making their way in the world. These are people that are now, when you come off government, no one's handing you things. That's self-esteem. These are people that are going to be happier with their lives. 71% of the people coming in right now getting jobs are from outside the labor force. Those are people that left because they couldn't find jobs. Isn't that wonderful? It is. They're great things that are taking place. Except nobody wants to let you in on it. Got to take a quick break. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street Show. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Don't go anywhere. Be back.
Wouldn't it be great to see your windows in a whole new light? Do it right. Call your local neighborhood experts. Budget Blinds. You'll get beautiful style and personalized service for every budget. We bring the showroom right to your home, so you can choose from hundreds of blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes, plus smart home window coverings you control with the touch of a button. And with Budget Blinds, we do it all for you. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy. There's a reason why Budget Blinds is the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America. When we say we have style and service for every budget, we really mean it. So let's get your home a whole lot of gorgeous. Get your free consultation right at home. Just go online to budgetblinds.com or call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS for your free consultation right at home. Now that's beautiful. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
Hey, Watchdog listeners, are you in the process of planning for your retirement? Hey, make your time work. Make your time count. Prepare for the retirement crisis, because yes, we're in a crisis, with my free white paper. Available for your download on WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. This white paper covers everything you need to know about preparing for the retirement crisis, including Social Security, pension financing, budget, and encore careers. Don't wait. Download right now at WatchdogOnWallStreet.com.
A perfect day to fish.
It's cold but sunny.
Let's try the north side of the lake first. Ready?
Almost. Life jacket on?
No, I'll be fine.
Water temp is about 40 degrees. It only takes 1 minute for cold water shock.
But I can swim.
You should always wear a life jacket when boating.
Okay, I'll wear it.
Good. Let's catch some fish to take home to our families.
I bet I'll catch more.
I bet you don't.
Be ready for the unexpected. Wear it. This message brought to you by the National Safe Boating Council. Learn more at safeboatingcampaign.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-319-2629. That's 800-319-2629. 800-319-2629.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back, everyone. It is The Watchdog on Wall Street Show, the place we take the liars, the crooks, the cheats out behind the woodshed and give them a bit of a beatdown. Let me give you an example talking about differences. United States, Europe, other places around the globe. There was a story this past week, Google. Google got hit with a $1.7 billion fine from the European Union. It had to do with ad blocking. There's European Union's got, I think, three sets of charges that they filed. Listen, I think Google, if I'm not mistaken, Google Google stopped doing some of the things that they were doing in regards to ads. It's fine is much smaller than the total that was levied against Google in the two previous EU decisions. But I look at this thing, and you know what? Okay, you want to go after Google? Fine. Fine. There's arguments that could be made that maybe these tech giants should be broken up. But we've been seeing this stuff. I remember laughing. This is back, when was this? Back in 2000. Remember when, was it the General Electric Honeywell merger? Supposed to be a big merger, was nixed by the European Union. What exactly do you say you do over there, guys? I know you do a lot of really great things. I have my affinity for Italy and part of my family's culture, and the clothing and the food and everything goes along with that. But I'm not talking about those things. And Germany makes some great cars. Anything new? Any new innovations coming out of the European Union? You guys have any hot IPOs that we can invest in? Get any youngsters out there building and creating anything different? No. Why? Well, for the same reason why, like I said earlier on in the program, we have problems in our financial sector. Everything's too big to fail over there. Pretty much. Start a business makes it hard. You worry about hiring people, trying to expand. Why? Because you can't fire anybody. They don't allow creative destruction to take place. And it holds people back. Whereas the United States, for lack of a better way of explaining it, the impossible is always possible. We're over there. Who you know? Can I get that government job? Am I lucky enough to go to the right school to become the right type of bureaucrat? Listen, we got pockets of that here in the United States as well. I'm not lying. Again, I grew up in Albany, New York. But please, people, come on. Understand where we are. Understand how lucky we are. Stop trying to tear it down. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We shall return.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Tune in every Monday morning at 10 a.m. on 100 in Chamber Radio for Chamber in Action with Chamber President Chris Phelan and Good Morning host Big C, where we'll keep you informed on all the issues, all the initiatives of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and our business community here in Hunterdon County.
Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Welcome back, everyone. You know, I talk about conventional wisdom here on the program and how it's poison and just how bloody awful the media can be from time to time. And yeah, kind of how aggravating it can be. They don't give proper context to things. I want to share with everybody this story. New York Times this past week, printing it out, I think it was, 20 pages long. 20-page article. New York Times, I printed it up. A Mar-a-Lago weekend and an act of God. Trump's history with Deutsche Bank. And as far as gathering information was concerned, the New York Times did a good job. They did. They basically went back in time and covered Donald Trump's relationship with Deutsche Bank. And the myriad of different times that Donald Trump went to Deutsche Bank to borrow money for a myriad of projects. You read the 19 pages, and it basically, it's Donald Trump being Donald. Okay, what have I said about Donald Trump? You take everything that Donald Trump says, and you reduce it by 50%, if not more. All the different ways going into a meeting, and he wants to get a big loan for a golf club somewhere, and he inflates his net worth. He inflated his net worth. Deutsche Bank thought it was much, much lower than it was. I caught a fish this big. People do that all the time when they're looking for loans. Again, it was an opportunity for the reporters at the New York Times to ask the people at Deutsche Bank, do people do that often? Is it something that you see from time to time, people coming in, they wanting a loan, and they exaggerate a little bit when it comes to their net worth? Because I'm here to tell you the answer is going to be yes. Also talked about how Donald Trump wanted another loan and suggested that, hey, get this done quick, guys. We'll fly it down to Mar-a-Lago and you can go golfing, which he did. Business. So you get this article, and it talks about the various different loans that Donald Trump took out, various different projects. Some worked, some didn't. Some worked, some didn't. Business. The guy is a real estate developer. Like him, hate him, whatever it may be, the guy is a real estate developer. Banks make loans. They charge interest on loans because there's risk involved. Risk that it doesn't work out. This is how the world works. How many people out there knew individuals back during the financial crisis that made some really big mistakes when it came to buying a home? They believed, they went out, overextended themselves, put little money down on a house, thinking that the valuation was going to go up, and then they got caught. And the value of their home went straight down. How many people you know that conducted short sales out there on their home? Why am I going to continue to pay on this home when the value has dropped by 50% or more? The real estate deal. All it was, banks allowed for the short sales because they wanted to get something. They wanted to get something. That's just how the world works. You know, I saw that story, read it, And again, I knew exactly what the New York Times was trying to do. Again, the story didn't get a lot of attention. They put a ton of work into it because there was nothing there. And this was brought to my attention because back at the time I was angry. Go back 10 years ago. Barack Obama had his American Recovery and Reinvestment Act, which was basically almost a $1 trillion slush fund to hand out to his buddies and friends and whatnot for projects and companies that went under. Everybody remember Solyndra? 10 years ago, Solyndra was guaranteed $535 million. Not by a bank, not by Deutsche Bank, not by a private entity, but by you and I. You and I. It was our money that the President of the United States at that time said, "Ooh, we like your company because it's green and you're making solar panels and we're trying this green initiative thing. So here you go. Here's $535 million. The entire thing was a ruse. And there were plenty of them. What drives me crazy is we don't learn from this. And do I honestly think that Barack Obama thought he was doing something great and wonderful? Yeah. Yeah. He just didn't know any better. He just didn't. I saw that during the campaign. Barack Obama doesn't understand how the world works. He doesn't understand how the free market works. He doesn't get it. He thinks that if his buddies say it's a great idea and it's green and he can create industries out of thin air if they give them money, he believed it. He wasn't trying to lose money. But he was just an example of just how arrogant powers that be can become. And this is why you want to push back from giving more and more power to these people in Washington, D.C. They don't know what they're doing. If it's a good project, if it's a good deal, if you don't think that the private sector is going to find it, they will. Let them take the risk, not we, the taxpayers. Got to take a break. You're listening to... Wow, we're flying. Time's flying by here on the program today. You're listening to the Watchdog on Wall Street show. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. That's Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Reminder, all sorts of great stuff there at the website. Our 24-hour day help hotline, 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Fireworks on Thursday on Capitol Hill.
Mr. Ambassador, you are recognized for your opening statement. Yield. I will not yield. Mr. Ambassador, you
gentleman
are.
Gentlemen, yield because you just made things about all of us that I think
will,
we all should get
I
up
will
to
not,
respond to.
I will
if you're
going
to say
yield.
We think, you ought to allow us to speak of what
you
we think.
You can use your 5 minutes to speak. You attacked me in your opening statement, and I've responded.
I have not had an opportunity to respond at all, especially to your statements of what we think, because no one over here thinks that.
That exchange on Capitol Hill as Republicans call for Adam Schiff, the Democrat, to step down as the House Intelligence Committee chairman over his unfounded claims of Russian collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia in the 2016 presidential election. President Trump is asking the FBI and Department of Justice to review, in his opinion, the outrageous Jussie Smollett case in Chicago. He also calls it an embarrassment to our nation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So, yes, the time has come for something better. Looking to